再转一圈，
这个当按这个，
啊，这个行。
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك لهونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسرإلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمينMore respected friends, brothers and elders in Islam, the surah that I have recited in the khutbah is known as Surah Asr, the surah of time. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on time. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take a qasam on anything, this revealsthe high position that the thing holds in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wishes to impress upon insan that you should also value it. So what is the significance of time that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala himself takes a qasam on it?So time is the capital of insan. When a person has wealth, he understands that this wealth is his capital, and everything that he can acquire and gain is through this wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to impress on insan that this lifespan that you have been blessed and granted with, this is your capital. Allah says, wal asr.I take a qasam on time. The ulama say that time is like an ice block. On a sunny day, the sweltering heat, a person has that ice block and is going to the market to sell it. Every second means a lot to him because the ice is melting.Like this, the lifespan of insan is like that ice block. Every second that is passing, his capital is decreasing. So he needs to value it, and he needs to acquire the maximum through it. Whatever he can acquire, he needs to acquire through it. For when this ice block will melt entirely, then he wouldn't be able to acquire anything thereafter.When the lifespan of insan will pass, thereafter the opportunity of gain is finished. The opportunity to gain, opportunity to acquire will terminate. He wouldn't be able to acquire anything thereafter, and the time to leave this world has come. So when a person has the capital, the question he needs to ask is that how can he gain through this capital?There was one father, he was on his deathbed, very, very wealthy, prosperous, successful father. Allah Ta'ala granted him a lot in terms of the dunya. And he wanted to give his three sons some parting advice, some nasihat. So being on his deathbed, he addressed his three sons. He told him, oh my sons, I want to share some parting advice with you.If you want to be successful like how I am, then you need to have knowledge of certain things. To be a successful businessman, you need three things. One is you need to know how to acquire wealth. The second thing is you need to know how to preserve and look after the wealth. And the third thing, you need to know how to increase the wealth. If you don't know how to acquire, then you zero. From the very beginning, you can't acquire anything, you haven't got anything, what are you going to do? And after acquiring it, if you don't know how to look after it and preserve it, you got holes in your pockets, as you move, everything is going to come out, you're going to fall out, you're going to lose everything. So you're going to get back to square one where you are, where you was, right at the beginning, you had nothing, you get back to that point. So you need to know after acquiring it, how to preserve and how to look after it. And the third thing you need to know is how to increase it. But if you increase it, it's increasing all the time. The fear that you had of not having or depleting, decreasing, you won't have that fear. You know, the capital is increasing all the time. So my sons, this is very, very important in the business world. So in deen also Allah Rabbul Izzat blessed us with this opportunity of life, and Allah gave us deen, and this is the business of a mu'min. Allah Pak says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu haladullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin alim. Oh, you believe, should I not inform you and show you of a business that will save you from the fire of Jahannam? And of course it will save you from the fire of Jahannam, it will enter you into Jannah. Tu'minuna billahi wa rasuli وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Bringing iman in Allah, in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, striving for the cause of deen, spending one's life and one's wealth for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is that business that Allah Pak wants His servants to get involved in. So respected friends, this capital of insan is very, very important. And the capital of man is life. The capital of man is time. Time passes. The opportunity ceases. The opportunity terminates and ends. Example, look at the month of Ramadan was a golden opportunity to acquire. For every farz, a person received the reward of 70 farais. Every nafil, the reward of a farz deed. Allahu Akbar. For one date, a person gives, he receives the reward of the entire fast of another fasting person. For fasting and fulfilling the haqq of that fast, you get the honor of drinking from Hawza Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The pleasure, the happiness of Allah, a person will acquire through the fast. His du'as will be accepted by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the du'as of a fasting person. So much of reward. And when the month of Ramadan had ended, all those opportunities have ended. The Mubarak day of Friday, we know, it brings so much of blessings with it. And you only come once a week, everything will go. A person has to wait for the next Friday to acquire that honor. Whether he'll see the next Friday, he doesn't know. And with the next Friday, even if he sees it, then whether he will have the ability to fulfill the haqq of that Friday, or some other taqaza will come, some work will come up, illness and sickness might strike. Person might have that opportunity, might not have, only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Mubarak surah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala informs us of the capital of man and how to gain the maximum from this capital, how to become successful in this world and the hereafter. Allah says, Wal asr, I take a qasam on time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Mankind in totality is at a loss. Each and every person is at a loss. In other words, if he has this capital and he does not know how to utilize this capital, he's at a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those people who Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had informed and shown them how to use this capital via the Nabi. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who brought iman. When a person brings iman, then immediately every second in his life, he is gaining from the treasures of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of every believer. He has that link and connection with Allah. He has that link and connection with Jannah. He has link and connection with goodness. Every moment, a mu'min, on account of iman, he's drawing. Of course, if he spends his time in sin, then he does not draw too much. But the goodness still is with him. A mu'min can never be like a kafir. So together with that iman, he has to now preserve that iman. He has to preserve that iman. So how the father told his son that you have to acquire. So the way to acquire is iman. And a person acquires iman, now he acquires the medium, the road to all goodness. As though there's the palace, and every door of the palace, he needs the key. The key of that palace is iman. The keys. So he has that key to open every door. And now he already entered that palace. If he passes away, he will go to Jannah. Maybe not immediately if he's a sinful person. After some period of time. But he's already in the palace of iman. He's in the palace of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the first thing is to acquire through iman. And how to preserve, one is iman, and the second way is to acquire is through amal saliha, to do good deeds. So, alhamdulillah, he's got something, but one is a person who's got little, and one is a person got a lot. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us with the opportunity, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have iman. Then the capital of life, alhamdulillah, they have valued it. They are winners, they are successful, they have iman. But if they want to increase that goodness, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, then they work upon themselves, they acquire good deeds. All the time they fulfill what Allah Ta'ala wants, every moment, every second. Whether it's night, whether it's day, they're fulfilling the haqq of the night, they're fulfilling the haqq of the day. Whether it's a right they owe to Allah, right they owe to the creation, they're fulfilling the huquq to Allah, huquq to the creation. Everything that Allah gave them has a haqq. My brother Jula meant it very beautifully. He says, Allah says, Ya alladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Oh, you believe, enter into deen in totality. What does deen mean? Everything that Allah has granted you has a haqq, fulfill it. Person has the body limbs, he has ears, he has eyes, he has a tongue, he has a nose, he has a heart, he has feet, he has hands. Every limb has a haqq, fulfill the farz of that haqq. The farz of this tongue is to remember Allah, to recite Quran and Majid. The haqq of this ear is to make zikr, to hear the words of Allah, to hear the azan. The haqq of the feet is to come to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. So that the person is fulfilling. Not to listen to music, not to look at haram. This is the haqq of all these limbs. Enter into deen in totality. So a person, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who bring iman, then they carry out righteous works, into good deeds. Good deeds. Now when a person carries out good deeds, what does it mean? It means he refrains from sin and he does all that Allah Pak wants. If a person is doing good deeds, but he's not refraining from the sins, that he's like a person who got holes in his pocket, he acquired all that wealth and everything he's doing. He's eating haram. He's looking at haram. He's earning haram. He's involving himself with wrong company. So all the time we find the good that he acquired, all he's losing everything. So respected friends, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. And how now the plan? One is to acquire, and then to increase, or to preserve. So to acquire the person iman, acquire to do good deeds, refrain from evil deeds, to preserve. How is going to preserve it? To refrain from sin, the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to carrying out evil deeds, we find now he's not preserving, he's losing. So he should not do anything impermissible, wrong. And for Hajj, when he came back from Hajj, he perceived a nur with him. He felt that nur. Sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows certain servants is that they have that light. Sometimes via a dream you are blessed. You know now, alhamdulillah, you have that divine help with you. Rosy becomes easy. carrying out righteous works become very, very easy. When a person gets involved in some guna, he looks at that cell phone, some haram, he gets involved with a woman, and then that nur and barakah that he was acquiring, he loses everything. He loses everything. So that nur that Haji Sahib was experiencing, that light wherever he went, good deeds was easy for him, refraining from evil was easy for him. Now we find he lost that light, he lost it. Why? To carry out evil deeds. So to refrain from evil deeds now, this is very, very important. So this is now the preservation plan, protection plan. And how to increase it? وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. It's to encourage others towards goodness. Person now, he's not only worried about himself, he's worried about his wife, his children. He's worried about the believers in general. When he looks at a person in hardship and difficulty, that person, how can I help that person? Give him good counsel, assist him if I can financially, be there for my Muslim brother, wishing well for oneself, wishing well for others. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. So he encourages others towards goodness also, and hardship and difficulty encourage person to make sabr. A person is in guna to encourage him to restrain himself. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Now we know the ijtima is about to take place very, very soon, Sunday and Monday, KZN ijtima. Yeah, so the same purpose is that how we can be concerned about ourselves and how we can be concerned about the ummah in totality, ummah at large. The month of Ramadan comes, how many more golden opportunities you will be blessed by Allah, we don't know. But how we can acquire, how we can preserve, and how we can increase. Respected friends, three things, if a person has three things, inshallah, it will become very easy. One is shukr, one is sabr, and the third is taqwa. A person has shukr, is a grateful servant, is a very, very grateful servant. At all moments in his life, you must be from the shakirin. And difficult moments and times will come at that time, and you make sabr. And besides these two occasions, in the general time, normal times when a person leads his life, he should have taqwa. At this, we find that these three qualities will gain a person entry into Jannah, saving from Jahannam. Throughout his life, the barakah will be with him. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling on a conveyance, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallam gave him some advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ghulam, O young lad, ihfazillaha yahfazka. That if you take care of Allah Ta'ala, in other words, take care of the commandments of Allah, Allah will take care of you. All the time be concerned about your relationship with Allah, you'll find Allah with you. Allah's help will be with you. Allah will be before you. In some rawayat of Musnad Ahmad, the same hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, تعرف له في الرخاء يعرف لك في الشدة. You be concerned about it in good times, being concerned about Allah in good moments. Always remember Him. At the time of hardship, He'll be there for you. He'll be there for you. Realize that this entire ummah, if it get together, all the creations get together, try to harm you. And if Allah Ta'ala does not wish harm to come to you, not no harm can come. And if all the entire world can get together to, and Allah Ta'ala does not decree this year, no benefit will come to you. So in other words, that now shukr towards Allah, shukr to the creation. So we say, when you speak about shukr, what we understand is that, you know, we must only verbally, you know, say, Wallahi, thank you. No. There's shukr verbally, shukr in one's actions, that whatever Allah wants you to do at every moment, you're doing that. The month of Ramadan came, you fulfilled the haq of Ramadan. After the month of Ramadan, you continue with good deeds. So the program a person made for Ramadan, that Ramadan should be his whole life. Coming to the month since, having that tartib of reciting Quran, zikr every day, assisting people, being concerned more about akhirat than dunya, it's all the time. So now, amali torpar, not only verbally, but also physically also, his actions also show that he is a grateful servant to Allah. Like a father, he buys his son's car. He says, oh my son, I bought this car for you, you must look after this car. Now that son, now he goes and smashes that car. But he thanks her, I thank you for this car, but he's smashing a car. What did the father say? He said, no, you're not a grateful servant. So Allah Ta'ala gave us this time Allah give us opportunities, Allah give us the good, the limbs, Allah give us wealth. We direct all this year towards His pleasure. And then we are grateful to the servants of Allah. Parents, the rights we owe them, our neighbors, our family members, the Muslim Ummah. When we come to the masjid, fulfilling the rights, we find all this is now, we find that shukr. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, on one occasion, there was one person who came, and he came begging. Our beloved mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, went and she took from a bunch, she only had a bunch of grapes. She didn't have anything else. She took that grape, she broke one grape, and she gave it to this beggar. The beggar, he looked at the date, he looked at her face, he looked down. He said, what is this? What is this? Today's beggar, sometimes they throw it back at you, you know. As I said, you know, is displeased with his conduct. He says that, you know, this one, how much of Allah's favors had to get together to come into this year? The sky, the earth, the moon, the stars, the wind, the rain. In other, so many put that nutrition in this thing. And this is now the gross ingratitude and gratefulness you're showing this. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that on one occasion, the Nabi of Allah, one beggar came. Nabi Sallam gave him one date. He was ungrateful. He said, one date, what am I going to do with this date? He was ungrateful. Nabi Sallam was displeased. Nabi Sallam, he didn't want to take it. This beggar didn't want to take it. Another beggar came. He said, O Nabi of Allah, give it to me. Nabi Sallam gave it. He thanked Nabi Sallam. Oh, this is Nabi, my beloved Nabi Sallam, he gave me this date. Jazakullah, he's so happy. Nabi Sallam was so happy, Nabi Sallam said, give him 40 dirhams, 40 silver coins, give it to him. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah Pak says, if you are grateful, Allah give you increase. Yeah, the Nabi of Allah was so happy with his conduct. We all, Allah Pak says, وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيِّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءِ Allah is the king of kings. Allah is the only king. You all are paupers and beggars before him. Like how when that beggar comes, you know, he expressed ingratitude. We become upset with him. But we are also beggars. We must ponder and think that now we fulfill the haqq of Allah. We're not fulfilling the haqq. So how important it is. So this year, brothers, how to get this shukr at the time when you are expected to make the shukr. At the time of sabr, when guna comes, we make sabr. We restrain ourselves from that sin. We don't fall into it. Hardship, maybe there's a death in the family. At that time to make sabr, to be pleased with the decree of Allah, it's not easy. But only Allah Pak can give. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that Abdullah bin Abbas in that same lengthy hadith, he says that for the banda, when difficulty will come his way, to make sabr at that time, Allah Pak put a lot of goodness in it. And Allah's help is with those who make sabr. How beautiful. And the opening will come from Allah, at the time when that person, that bandra, will make that sabr. Allah Pak will give. Fatah will come. At the time when you, at that hardship, and you make that sabr, Allah Pak will bring that opening. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Nabi Sallam even told us, inna ma'al, difficulty will come, make sabr. Don't look at the next person, say, you know, this person is pulling out this car, look at his home, look at this, and you know where I am. No, don't do this. Be happy with Allah. Allah knows what is good for us at every moment. We don't know what is good. So be happy with Allah, be pleased with Allah, keep on making shukr, make sabr, fulfill the haqq of Allah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will honor us also. Allah will give us increase. Everything has a moment, has a time for the believer. Many, many wealthy people, you ask them their beginnings, say, you know, we didn't have. Alhamdulillah, there were difficult days, we went through life. Allah Pak. So Allah Pak wants, these are the three, the main things, is that shukr at the time of ease and comfort, prosperity, sabr at the time of hardship, difficulty, at the time where sin comes before you, a time of calamity, and taqwa, the fear of Allah, fulfilling His rights, rights of Allah, rights of the creation. This is the golden recipe and formula for a believer to make the capital of life that is every moment in his life pass to become successful. Allah Ta'ala make me successful, all of us successful. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.